Establish your 2025 with these powerful declarations to bring the power of God into every area of your life. Hello and welcome to a Powerful Life podcast. God has the best plans for you, and I know that this podcast will help you pursue your God-given purpose with revelation, direction, and Holy Spirit power. Also, don't forget to join the Powerful Life community at www.empoweringlife.online, where you can find more resources to help you live a powerful life. I look forward to seeing you there. Now let's get started. January can be an exciting and also a challenging month for many individuals, and this is why I believe it's important to start well and end well. When it comes to my January, I start preparing for the new year in October of the previous year so that I can set out and execute my goals in January with strength, power, and strategy. However, if this is not you, do not be discouraged. One is I am going to coach you through this year to help you establish your 2025 starting with January. Now, January can also be a month of troubleshooting, right? Because if you didn't start to execute your plans in 2024 to see what's going to work, January is your troubleshooting month. So don't be discouraged. Go through the process. And I create these declarations every year based on different things that I hear God saying, or what, you know, is coming in this next year, or just, you know, general things that we want to establish from God's word to make our year successful. And I love declarations because it serves many purposes, but it's part of that meditating on the word of God. So when you pray the word of God, this is a way of using the word of God to pray. You grab scriptures that move your spirit, that speak into your spirit. You know that this is something, there's something more. God's saying something through this. And when you meditate on it, these declarations come out. And this is how I developed the declarations for this year. And so I believe this is the third year that I'm doing this. And it takes some time to craft it all together, hear the word of God, and then get confirmation from other prophetic voices and lay it all out with scriptural references, of course. And so this year, 2025, is the year of beholding the glory of God and miracles, healings, deliverances, signs, and wonders. 2025 is the year of manifestation of the hand of God, where nothing is impossible, and what the Lord has started in your life, he will bring into completion. In the book of Job, chapter 22, verse 28 states that you will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. As believers in Christ, we should use the power of the tongue and the authority given by God for us to speak and establish his word, will, and promises over our lives and future through decrees and declarations. According to the dictionary, a decree is a rule of law issued by a head of state, like a president or a king. In biblical times, the king had authority to make decrees through a written document that would state a specific matter and be upheld as law. The matter had to then be carried out according to the king's wishes, and failure to obey the decree was punishable. In Genesis chapter 1, man was made in the likeness and image of the King of Kings and given dominion over the earth. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 states, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of the darkness and into his marvelous light. You are the greatest prophet of your household, called to declare and establish the kingdom of heaven on earth into your communities and families. The word established means to set up on a firm or permanent basis, to achieve permanent acceptance or recognition for, to show, to reveal to be true based upon facts. Now, to declare means to make known or state clearly, especially in explicit or formal terms, to announce officially, proclaim, to state emphatically, to show, reveal, or manifest. A person making a decree must be in a position of power and authority to do so. Jesus has given you that authority through his victory on the cross for you to have the power and authority to make decrees and expect things to happen according to God's perfect will regarding your home, family, ministry, health, finances, possessions, investments, projects, vocation, and all that concerns you. The more you know the Word of God, the more you understand your legal right as a citizen of heaven to speak with authority and faith, and expect to see the manifestation of God's precepts and promises come to pass in the reality of your world. That is why praying the Word of God carries so much power. These declarations have been crafted from what the Lord has shown me or confirmed through other prophetic voices and what He wants to accomplish in 2025, one of which is to train His people to pray effectively and with power. According to Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, God will do what he hears us speak. So this has to be said out loud. It has to make a sound into the atmosphere. So sound is actually matter. And so when you are speaking something, you are taking something in the spirit and manifesting it naturally. So use these declarations to release the power of God to establish your 2025 and repeat them as often as you need throughout the year. God has given you the authority to speak His word and promises over your life and future, and have faith that they are being established in the realm of the Spirit, and in due time, the manifestation will become evident in your life. So let's get ready and let's go. I decree and declare that in 2025, the kingdom of God will be established in my life as it is in heaven, and I receive the perfect and good will of the Father for this year. I confess today that the Lord lives. Blessed be the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be exalted in 2025. I declare that Jesus reigns above the heavens and the earth, and no one can compare to his greatness. The Lord Almighty will be glorified in every aspect of my life, and I will sing his praises in the presence of kings and leaders of this world. I will praise the name of Jesus as long as I live and have breath in my nostrils in Jesus' mighty name. I will glorify my Heavenly Father by giving thanks for the divine help and joy established in my life. I give praises to your name because you are the God that silences my enemies, delivers me from the hand of evil, and destroys the work of darkness. According to Psalms 100 verse 4, I enter God's gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. I give thanks to the Lord and praise his holy name. The wonders of God are manifested in my life for my benefit and calling in Christ. I am made in the image and likeness of the Creator of the universe and will walk in a greater understanding of my identity and God-given authority. I will experience greater grace for my God-given assignment. The favor and wisdom of the Lord opens great opportunities in my life. I will testify to the goodness of the Lord on this side of heaven, and I will boast of the goodness of the Lord with great kindness all day long. The Lord will give me a new vision for this new year. I receive divine downloads daily and will obey them immediately. I will execute heaven's strategies and walk with wisdom, clarity, understanding and precision. My life aligns with God's perfect will and word. According to Isaiah 45, God opens doors in my life that will not be shut. God goes before to make the crooked places straight, and adversity will be overcome by the hand of God. Hidden riches and treasures will be given to me as the Lord calls me by name and anoints me to subdue the nations and loose the armor of kings. I am raised up in righteousness, and the Lord directs all of my ways. I am established in the word and authority of the Lord by his Spirit, and anointed to set the exiled, captive, and oppressed free. My enemies are subdued, ashamed, and disgraced, and I am saved with an everlasting salvation. I have righteousness and strength in the Lord, and my descendants and I are justified in his glory. 2025 will be a year of favor to preach the gospel and do greater exploits in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord will create opportunities to do mighty exploits for the kingdom in my family, my marriage, friendships, church, community, workplace, and in my country. I will lift up the name of the Lord on high, and the banner of Jesus is raised upon my house and in all that I do. I will do great exploits for the kingdom of God and gain territory for heaven in the name of Jesus. According to Colossians 4, verse 2 through 6, this year, 2025, I will be devoted to prayer, being watchful and thankful. I will praise the Lord for victories in my life and for fighting my battles, and because of him, I stand upright. I will see the Lord's hand moving in my life by practicing gratitude and giving thanks to God every day and in every occasion. My thanksgiving will open my life to new gateways, doors, and opportunities that I will take full advantage of. I will praise more, and my eyes will be open to see the presence and favor of the Lord. According to Hebrews 13, verse 5, I am content and count my blessings daily, and appreciation fills my heart. I will grow deeper in dedicated prayer, and I will grow higher in every aspect of my life. My conversations will be full of grace, and I will have a divine strategy for every situation that comes my way. My faith is fortified and will not be shaken. In times of shifting and tribulation, I will not be moved, but will be strengthened. I grow deeper in prayer. I grow deeper in praise and worship. I grow deeper in the Word of God. I grow deeper in obedience, and I grow stronger and higher in every aspect of my life. My testimonies will cause those around me to be strengthened and overcome in Christ. I am committed to discipling others and helping edify the body of Christ. I am a good steward of my spiritual gifts and what God has given me, and I stay true to my God-given purpose. I move in God's timing and am in step with the Holy Spirit. In the year 2025, I will move forward with God's speed in Jesus' mighty name. I decree and I declare that, according to Psalms 20, I am assured of God's saving work, and I will be delivered from every form of evil with the saving strength of God's right hand. The goodness and mercy of the Lord endures forever, and he answers me from his holy heaven when I call. My enemy shall not triumph over me, nor will I be ashamed, but my soul shall be lifted up. I will wait on the Lord and the God of my salvation as he shows me his ways and leads me in truth and guides me in justice. I trust in the Lord and I will be preserved with integrity and uprightness. My past will be redeemed and my iniquities and shortcomings shall be remembered no more. Whatever the enemy has stolen will be delivered back to me sevenfold. Increase and multiplication are my portion. I break with lack and setbacks. I overcome obstacles. Delays become divine setups. Mistakes become miracles, and setbacks become stepping stools. What the enemy has meant for evil will be turned into good. In 2025, the remnant will arise and initiate the greatest wave of revival seen in the world. I am a remnant of people who will push through in prayer and be front runners to prepare the way and travail and intercessory prayer until it is birthed. In 2025, the remnant will arise and initiate the greatest wave of revival seen in the world. The Lord sets me ablaze with his holy fire and revives me as a forerunner to prepare the way for true repentance and revival to be ignited in the four corners of the earth in Jesus' mighty name. I break with the spirit of fear and timidity in Jesus' name and declare strength, courage, and boldness over my life. I decree and I declare that delay is not my portion in 2025 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My transformation and breakthrough will be complete according to God's will and riches. My eyes are set on the new season as I lay past events, emotions, and situations behind me without looking back. God is doing a new thing in my life and I receive it with open arms. I speak completeness of turnaround in my healing, health, and wealth in my spirit, emotions, and physical body. I experience the fullness of transformation and transition in the spirit and circumstances. In any place needing breakthrough, God will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This coming year will be filled with supernatural breakthroughs, astounding miracles, and amazing surprises that will bring glory to God. Because of God's grace upon my life in 2025, I receive 100% restoration of everything I have lost in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As the sun sets free, I am free indeed. My past sins and iniquities are washed away by the blood of the Lamb to be remembered no more. I am delivered from any unclean spirits in the name of Jesus. I tear up any contracts or agreements made with the kingdom of darkness, knowingly or unknowingly, and I declare them null and void. I renew my covenant and commitment with my heavenly Father through the blood of Jesus. I am renewed, restored, rehabilitated, transformed, improved, healed, refurbished, renovated, and made new. Whatever is blocking my family from serving the Lord to their fullest will be removed in 2025. My family and I will be used by God and take advantage of every opportunity to pray for others and bring glory to the Lord. I decree that signs, wonders, and miracles will follow us. My family and I are prepared for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are full of the Spirit and ready to receive our King. The hearts of unbelievers will come to the realization of the need of a Savior, and the spiritually asleep shall arise and be filled with the breath of God. Whatever I have not surrendered to God will be exposed in the secret place, and I will release and lay down what is not from God. Whatever will hinder me from being Holy Spirit filled and led will be revealed, and I will be delivered in Jesus' name. Every evil yoke or burden I have been carrying is broken off of my life because of the anointing upon my life as I enter 2025 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. According to Isaiah 54, oppression, depression, fear, and terror are far from me and my loved ones. Whoever assembles against me shall not stand. The mighty name of Jesus Christ, no weapon formed against me will prosper. The works of the enemy will collapse and bear no fruit. Every tongue who rises against me in judgment will be condemned. Every agent of Satan will be paralyzed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My heart is changed. My character is strengthened in Christ as I draw near to Him. I take the form of Christ and reject the influences of this world. Christ will be evidenced in my life. I am more Christ-like in 2025 than ever before. According to Philippians 1 verse 6, He who has begun a good work in me will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. 2025 will be a year of breakthroughs in my family, workplace, city, ministry, and global body of Christ. This will be a year to enter in a new era of delight, freedom, and prosperity in the Lord. I will behold an increase of supernatural signs, wonders, and miracles that will bring praise to the name of the Lord. I maintain my deliverance with habits that build me up and attract excellence and results. I have a disciplined mind and I build up my life to prevent the enemy from taking any foothold in my life. I have greater discernment to know my destiny helpers and avoid distractions and deceptions. I will not fall into the traps of the enemy nor be a victim of treason. I uproot any lie the enemy has sown in my mind. I cancel any word curse said over my life, then I declare the mind of Christ over me. My thoughts are elevated and my mind is focused on my God-given calling and purpose. I meditate on the Word of God day and night. The truth of God's Word is tattooed upon my heart. By His statutes, I blaze new trails. I am an innovator in my chosen field and vocation. My ideas, inventions, and strategies are implemented and exceed expectations. 2025 will be a year of suddenlies, and the Lord will surprise me as I see His plans unfold in my life. My life is a sign and a wonder to those around me. People who encounter me will encounter Christ and come into the sheepfold. My life is a billboard of the goodness of God, and I am an influencer, ambassador, and representative for the kingdom of God. I decree and declare that according to Joshua chapter 1 verses 1 through 11, this year 2025, I will exercise dominion over every place that God has physically placed me to be. God is always with me and I will be strong and courageous. I hear the voice of God and immediately obey the instructions of God for my life. I prosper wherever I go and I have good success. I am prepared and provided for. I see the vision God has for my life and execute it with divine strategies. My vision is clear and my steps are sure. The agenda of the Lord is established in 2025, and I partner with God, taking action steps daily. According to Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, and Matthew 6, verse 33, I seek first the kingdom of God by taking the first fruits of each day to seek the will of God and commune with the presence of God. I am diligent with the instructions of the Lord and overcome any stagnation and procrastination. I humble myself under the mighty hand of God and seek correction, guidance, and opportunities to grow, learn, and improve daily. I am led by the Spirit of God and I am prepared and provided for. I have everything that I need to fulfill my God-given purpose and calling. God supplies all of my needs according to His riches and glory. God will grant me strategies for a successful and prosperous life. I seek opportunities to help and bless others. I have more than enough to give as God leads. My life reflects the glory of God and is a sign and a wonder testifying to the goodness of God. I have supernatural favor as a child of God. New opportunities supernaturally come my way in the form of new business ventures, new geographic territories to win souls for Christ, and opportunities to reap the harvest within this season. In the year 2025, I decree that I shall not borrow money, but I will have more than enough to lend to those who His Spirit prompts to give. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the blessing of God that makes rich and adds no sorrows will follow me in 2025. In Jesus' mighty name, I decree and declare that whatever I lay my hands upon in 2025 shall be blessed and fruitful. By the authority of Jesus Christ upon my life, life, I prophesy that 2025 is my year of open doors for success, promotion, prosperity, marital blessings, financial breakthroughs, and all around blessings in Jesus' mighty name. I declare that every opportunity to prosper in mind, body, soul, and spirit will not be missed this year in 2025. I decree and declare exponential growth in my spirit, knowledge, and wisdom and revelation. I decree that exponential growth will occur in the body of Christ and in the finances of the kingdom to prosper and support the work of God. God will raise up kingdom financiers, multimillionaires, and billionaires, and I am one of them. I declare that every area of my life will begin to manifest the blessings and evidence of open heavens in the name of Jesus. According to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, through the mighty power of God at work within me, I will accomplish infinitely more than I set my mind to do. I will not only accomplish my goals, but surpass them. I am empowered to accomplish that which I was born to do. God works in me to will and to work for His good pleasure. I am a servant of the Most High, seeking to know God and make Him known to others. Success and excellence are my portion and characterize the work of my hands. The Lord will establish me in 2025 and order my steps daily. What the Lord has started in my life will be completed in 2025. Benchmarks will be achieved. Outcomes will manifest. Fruit will be plentiful and abound. Healings will be fully granted. New initiatives will commence. Destiny helpers will appear. Contracts will be executed and promises will be fulfilled. I will see the glory of God in my life and those around me in 2025. God grants me true, lasting, mutually beneficial relationships, friendships, associations, alliances, partnerships, and support. The fruits of the Spirit characterize my life: friendship, favor, affluence, influence, joy, peace, prosperity, beauty, maturity, purpose, direction, focus, power, success, and abundant living are my constant companions. I decree and declare that in the year 2025 is my year of fruitfulness in all areas of my life. I decree and declare the manifestation of the supernatural in my life in 2025 in Jesus' name. According to Acts chapter 1 verse 8, I will receive an infusion of power as the Spirit of God comes upon my life, and I will witness the name of Jesus in my home and my community and throughout the ends of the earth. I will walk in God-given authority with confidence, knowing that I am a king and a priest. The host of angel armies is released into my life in this year to fight the principalities and powers of wickedness and destroy the plans of the enemy against the purposes of my life. I cover my home, my family, my digital assets, my online accounts, my properties, my titles, anything that is tied or associated to my name, my workplace, my team members, my extended family, and any instrument I use to minister with the blood of Jesus. I renounce any mistakes, sin, and old habits and lay them down at the feet of Christ. 2025 is the start of new behaviors, increased discipline, and healthy habits that support my calling and purpose. I shut closed any windows, doors, opportunities for the enemy to create strongholds and operate in my life. I cancel the plans and works of the enemy and his demons right now in Jesus' mighty name, and establish the plans of the Lord in every area of my life and my family, my loved ones, community, my city and nation in Jesus' mighty name. According to Jeremiah chapter 1, the Lord places His words upon my mouth, and I speak to establish the will of God. According to Isaiah 50, God has given me a learned tongue to know how to speak and has opened my ears to hear His instructions. I receive and give prophetic words in season. According to Isaiah 54, 2025 is my year to break past my previous limitations. My vision is enlarged as I take up God's vision for my life. I will see expansion in my life, and I will join with my destiny helpers to magnify the name of the Lord. The projects and plans of heaven are executed in my life and in the lives of those around me. The nations will be filled with children of the Most High as souls are won for the kingdom of heaven. The heritage of the servants of the Lord will be established in righteousness. My children will be be taught by the Lord and experience peace, and inheritances are distributed. I will take care of what God has given in my hands to do. My goods, products, skills, and abilities are in high demand, and my good name precedes me. My family is blessed with health and long life, and as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord with increased faithfulness. Their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The keys of heaven are being handed down to me to open doors that were previously closed. These doors will bring about spiritual transformation in me, my family, my city, and my nation. The Lord gives me greater discernment to know my destiny helpers from destiny destroyers that will bring about treason. I am set ablaze for Christ, and my presence ignites revival. I speak with boldness and the truth of the word, and the sword of the Spirit takes effect in my life through my prayers and declarations. The supernatural display of the Holy Spirit in my life is undeniable, and I will witness to the almighty power and presence of God. I will complete to the last detail and execute with success what God has planned for my life in 2025. I take hold of all that God has for me, and the storehouses of heaven are released over my life in 2025. I give thanks to the Lord for accomplishing His will through me and using me as an instrument. Praise be to our Lord God, to Him who loves us, washed us from our sins with His blood, and has made us kings and priests. To Him be all the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. My friends and family, I hope you were blessed by those declarations. Remember to pick this reading or podcast up and declare it. Listen to it over and over again as needed so you can continue to establish your 2025. God wants to see you rule and reign. God wants to see you expand His territory and bring heaven down on earth. God wants to see your life in alignment with His perfect and good will. I look forward to hearing from you, and that you hear from me again in the next one. Take care. God bless you greatly. If you're interested in accessing more resources to help you live a powerful life, please visit www.empoweringlives.online.